obvious question. We haven't talked to you since the new addition of Bly. What do you think?
Great. I mean, we got a guy that, you know, made plays throughout his career, been great corner since day one. So I think it's just going to help us even more than what we are. We're already good on defense. I mean, it's just going to make us great now.
What do you think it's going to affect you personally having him on your side?
Well, you got a guy over there that's going to pick balls. He's going to get some action. I mean, I think, you know, by the last 2 years, yeah, they're going to try him before they try me. And I think he knows that, and he's looking forward to it. He can't wait. So he's picking balls. I mean, they got to come to my side. There's no way they can avoid me and be successful.
You've been kind of comfortable in that off coverage. You said you like seeing what everything. Mm-hmm. You think things change now under Bates? I mean, more kind of, you know, up in the receiver's face. How do you think this?
That's what I'm about to learn now. You know, we're about to have a meeting about that. You know, I really don't know how much it's going to change, but I know looking back at, you know, his Miami days and Green Bay, and that's the way they played. And I know we haven't played like that the last 2 years. So, I mean, I'm welcoming anything that's going to make us better on defense. So if we have to go back and bump a little bit, I'm all for it.
It seemed like you were pretty instrumental in, you know, kind of convincing him to come here. What role did you play in just trying to get
say what
Dre
now?
To,
oh, Dre. Okay.
Dre, I'm
okay.
Sorry. Uh-huh. Not Bates. I was I wasn't paying attention. No, in getting Dre Bly here, you know, how often did you talk to him? What did you tell him? And why was that so important?
Well, one thing about the NFL itself is when you have a player like that, I mean, he's done a lot in his career. I mean, I want him on my team. But I always sort of step out of the box and say, I'm not a Bronco. Okay, what's best for Dre Bly? You know, and he wanted to go back home initially. I mean, I know that was the report, but I told him, I mean, it's a great team. You can win here. I was in D.C. I wouldn't go back there. I wouldn't tell you to go there. But, you know, that's close to home. Your family's all Redskins fans. I mean, that's great. But I want to win. I want you on my team. But I'm all for you. Whatever you want to do, whatever makes Dre happy, I'm all for it.
So you don't think you have that much of a role?
Well, I think by the way you talk to somebody, he's going to do what he wants to do regardless. But I'm not going to just tell him it's all good here and not really look at reality. Okay, this guy's pretty much established his career, and he's at his peak right now. Where does he want to go from here? I want him on my team, but, you know, he's still a man. I want him to, you know, be happy as a family, you know, where your family want to be.
What isn't so important for you? You want him to play with him. I mean, just because you like to talk about that. It doesn't seem like teams are going to be able to pick on either one now. I mean, it kind of pick a poison.
Definitely, because ever since he was in Detroit, he got less balls. You know, he didn't get attacked as much. But, you know, this it's going to be a challenge for everybody every week when they go against us. Who do you attack?
With you guys back there, both of you, do you think the two of you could be maybe one of the best tandems that the NFL's seen in a while?
Well, I think we are. I mean, right now, if you look at talent, I think we are the best tandem, but you know, obviously, on paper, doesn't matter. You got to go out there and get it done.
The kind of guys you two are, it seems like it's going to be a pretty friendly competition, but a real competition between you two guys to, you know, maybe outdo each other. Do you sense that?
Well, not really. I've never been in competition with the other corner. You know, my thing is, when it comes to me and when the challenge is in front of me, that's when I got to show up. When he does good things, I don't think I have to go overboard and try to do something better. You know, that's not the way I think. We're on the same team. I want to see him do well, and I hope he wants the best for me.
Who's the best corner you've ever played alongside? Who's the best corner you've ever played opposite? I know that Darryl Green and Deion are kind of the end of their careers.
Damn. Yeah.
Dre, I mean, Pro Bowl guy.
I would say, honestly, the best before Dre got here probably was Darren Williams.
How are the other corners handling? Do you think guys like Dominique and Carl are going to respond to having Bly around, and that'll make them better players?
Well, I haven't really got a feel for how they feel about him coming, but, you know, if it was me, I'd probably be a little upset. But at the same time, it's like, you know, this is a great corner. I mean, I just got to compete. That's the way this business is, and the young players, I think they're starting to understand that. I mean, they just got to keep competing. You never know what's going to happen.
You know, everybody's talking about Dre. There haven't been a lot of moves defensively. What do you think this defense still needs? I mean, you have the draft still coming up to kind of get you over the top.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you really don't know how much you need something until training camp starts, because we got a lot of additions. We got McKinley coming in, Paul coming in. We've made some additions, but how they going to be? We don't know. I mean, we know what they've been like. We'll see. I mean, hopefully we got all the pieces we need, and we don't need to do much more.
what can you do as to kind of improve upon last year? But it seemed like there's a whole lot of ways to go for yourself personally. And what can you improve on this year?
I just got to do it. I think I can do everything a little better. I it's hard to go get 10 picks 2 years in a row, but you know, when balls come my way, I got to make plays. If I can just do that, stay consistent, I can be as good or better than I was last year.
Is your defensive player of the year a goal since you were so close?
Personally, yeah. I mean, that's been a goal from day one since I was a rookie. So, I mean, until I accomplish that a couple times, I won't be satisfied.
What do you do differently now in the offseason to prepare for the upcoming season than maybe you didn't do in your first couple of years in the league?
Not too much. You know, I know I'm going to get better every year. I think one thing I try to do other than physical work is my mental work. You know, just try to learn more. And it just comes over time, really. It comes kind of natural. So I don't do more than I normally do. Just try to, you know, enhance my brain a little bit.
I mean, what'd you think of the moves in total? I mean, most of the moves are offensive, mm-hmm. Bringing in Graham and Henry. We haven't talked to you since then. What do you think of the additions?
Well, I don't think anybody on our team was happy with the ending result of our offense, the way we played. I don't think anybody was. Upgraded tight end is great. Upgraded running back is great. We got one of the best in the game people don't know about. And, you know, it's great for us. I think when you upgrade those two positions, you got a quarterback like Cutler, and then you add guys on special teams. It means a lot because now we got that firepower. We just got to go get it done.
Championship coming up. You got a memory of the day you were drafted, what you went through, and what that was like?
Well, good thing for me, I didn't have to wait too long to get picked, but it felt like a long time because I was supposed to go number 5, but the Redskins traded with the Saints and all their draft picks. You remember that? Mike Ditka traded all, got Ricky Williams, yeah. So that pushed me back to number 7, so cost me a couple $1 million, but, and now he's not even in the league, so it doesn't even make sense, but, you know, it felt good getting drafted. I was back home, you know, with all my family, so it was a good experience.
Yeah, I wondered if when Boss got drafted, that kind of stuff. Did you guys do that together?
Yeah, it was the same thing, same exact way I got drafted. We were all back home, same place. You know, it was a good experience.
Is it a weird feeling sitting there waiting, not knowing where your future is and wondering who's going to take you? Did you have a clue who was going to take you?
I had a great clue. I mean, I knew the Redskins probably would, you know, considering they needed a corner, they sitting at that number 5 spot. And I knew I was the best corner in the draft at the time, but, you know, you never know. Just like the trade happened, it threw me off guard. I thought, because they went back to number 12, actually, you know, before they moved back to number 7. So I didn't think I was going to go in the top 10.
Were you invited to New York that
year? Yeah, I was. Decided to stay home.
Jump, what have the last couple months been like for you after Darren? I mean, you know, a couple months to kind of reflect on what are your feelings now and how got you dealt with all that, those feelings?
You know, it's been up and down. You know, you have moments when you really think about them a lot, and then you have moments, you know, when you don't, when you're really busy. But, you know, he's always, every day there's a thought that goes across my mind. Because, you know, you get in conversations with people that you used to hang around with him. Like, when we hang out together, there's other people I used to hang out with him. And then, you know, we reflect back on things we used to do, and he was a part of it. You know, he's a great, great part of my memory, and, you know, he's definitely going to be with me because he was a big part of my life the last 2 years.
Would you think about being a little more vocal if Al doesn't come back?
If need be. I never speak if not necessary, you know.
That's what I mean.
I mean, I was a little more vocal last year. I mean, I'm more vocal during games and in practice when something's obviously going wrong. But, you know, I'm not just going to try to pick you up when you don't seem like you're down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unnecessary leadership. You know what I mean?
You still think that's going to work out? I mean, I know you make the decisions, but you still think we're going to see 56 around here?
I hope so. You know, I hate to see him go. Great player like that. And when you got a player like that and somebody questions him or doubts him, their ability, you know how he's going to respond. So the guy's only missed 3 games in 8 years, so he's definitely a reliable player. So I love to have him back.
Chip, how much do you think he helped Javon? Are you going back in terms? How much do you think you helped Javon through it all, and how's he doing now? We haven't had a chance to talk to him.
Well, you know, I hung out with him a lot right after, and, I mean, he seemed to be coping with it okay. We talked about it a lot, but, you know, at this point, he seems okay. He seems back to normal, but you never know when somebody's alone, how they really react to it. I mean, even myself, you know, it's hard to deal with sometimes. But, you know, my thing was just be there for him when he calls or he needs somebody. You never know, because he can be calling and say, hey, let's go down here, do this. But it could be about something else. You never know. I think the main thing was just be there for him and, you know, support him, because he actually helped me just as much as I helped him. So.
Was that something you took upon yourself? Did Mike ask you to?
No. I mean, we were already friends, so it wasn't.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
It didn't. It was nothing that anybody had to say to me. But, you know, people always asked me how he was doing. They never told me to go take care of him.
Yeah, yeah. And what kinds of things can you do to even? That's such a mm-hmm. horrible situation. Can you do anything?
I don't know. I don't have all the answers. You know, and that's why I said the best thing is just to be there. I don't know what to say all the time. I don't know how to say it. But I think just being around and just being around each other definitely helped both of us.
Has it been on a lot of guys' minds in the locker room the last couple of days since this is everyone's first time back together?
I don't know. We haven't really talked about it a lot, you know. I know this first time I said his name in the locker room, period, in this building, you know, since I've been back. But, you know, it's a weird feeling when you walk back in there and he's not there, though.
Do you expect that to kind of linger, or do you think after, you know, a couple of days of training camp and it's going to be business as usual? How do you think?
We're going to move on, but the thing is, we'll never forget what he meant to us. You know, we'll honor him the best way we can. You know, a lot of guys got, you know, his name up in his locker, in their lockers and pictures. I know I got a picture in my locker I'm going to put up. So, we're going to honor them the best way we can individually and as a team.
You guys good?
Oh, great.
Thanks, champ.
No problem.